Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please read together with me the title of our sermon today. The Secret is Out. Based on our gospel lesson, listen to these passages, one verse from Luke and one verse from Mark. Now it came about when all the people were baptized that Jesus was also baptized. And from Mark, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. I encourage you to follow your sermon outline given you in your handout as we consider our theme, The Secret is Out. Whenever a good storyteller has a story to tell, he or she have a very important decision to make. When to tell the secret? When to proclaim the secret is out. Some storytellers tell the secret right at the beginning of the story, and we know the secret even before the main characters do. Oh, grandmother, what big teeth you have. And we know before Little Red Riding Hood that ain't no granny, that's the big bad wolf in disguise. Some storytellers wait to tell the secret is out till the end of the story. Will Loretta find happiness with Roscoe, her co-worker? Tune in next week to the last edition of the soap opera, As Your Stomach Turns. When to tell the secret? In both Luke and Mark's gospel accounts, they have a wonderful secret to share. The secret is the identity of Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Today we're going to focus on the Gospel of Mark. Mark says in Mark 1, verse 1, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And lest we miss it, in verse 11 of that same chapter at Jesus' baptism, Mark records, a voice came out of the heavens, you are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Now, like a good story, some know the secret and some don't. The Heavenly Father knows the secret. Jesus knows the secret. With the help of Mark and Luke, we should know the secret. Jesus is the Savior of the Lord, come to our earth to be baptized by John. Yet as the story unfolds, many are not able to discover the secret. The Jewish authorities only see Jesus as a troublemaker. The crowds mix up Jesus with the prophet Elijah and other Old Testament prophets. The disciples who had been with Jesus for 3 years never quite get it. And even at the end at the cross, they run away from him when he needs them the most. Now, ironically, do you know the answer to this question? Who is it in the New Testament who always knows the identity of Jesus? The answer is, it was the demons who always recognize the secret of who Jesus is. In Mark 1:24, a demon cries out, I know who you are, Jesus. You are the Holy One of God. Now, many would not or could not recognize the secret. You see, Jesus just didn't look like what they expected an almighty Son of God to look like. Jesus was humble. He was serving. He was suffering. And this same Jesus, did you catch the gospel reading for today? He submitted himself to the waters of baptism at the hand of John for the forgiveness of sins. Why? Jesus had no sin. But because he loves us so, he submitted to the waters of baptism. And in doing so, he fully identified himself with sinners he came to save. That is, he became one of us. And in fully identifying with us sinners, Jesus finally submitted himself to death by crucifixion to pay for our sins. Now once, just once, the disciple Peter came this close to knowing the secret. But the truth was, Peter didn't want to know Jesus as the suffering Savior. In Mark chapter 8, we read, Peter says, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But right after Peter said this, Jesus told Peter that he was on his way to the cross. And then Peter began to rebuke Jesus. Jesus, that's not the kind of Savior I want. You can't go to the cross. This is not what I want for myself. And Jesus rebuked Peter with these startling words. He said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. For you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man." Peter did not want to know the secret that Jesus was the Savior, as all hell was about to break loose on the cross, and it would change Peter's life forever. But in St. Mark, in his gospel account, and here's the crux of our sermon today, Mark wants us to remember the secret that Jesus is the Son of God, the victorious Savior, especially when all hell breaks loose in Jesus' life and he looks like anything but our victorious Savior. As the Roman soldiers held Jesus down to the cross and nailed the nails into his hands and feet, Mark says, remember the secret. When Jesus is ridiculed by the crowd to come down from that cross, Mark says to us, remember the secret. When Jesus dies in your place for your sins, abandoned by his closest friends, Mark says to you and me, remember the secret. When the Roman centurion on guard duty looks up at Jesus and proclaims, "Surely this is the Son of God," Mark reminds you by the mouth of the centurion the same secret he told you at the beginning of the gospel. No matter what happens to Christ, he is the Savior and the Son of God. Dear friends, here's where this sermon changes from a Bible lesson into personal application. So now it's time to really listen. We are to remember the secret when all hell breaks loose in our lives. How about we try something new in this new year of our Lord? How about at church we stop playing our wonderful religious games with God, with others, and ourselves? Because sometimes it does feel like, doesn't it, that all hell is breaking loose in our lives. Sometimes it does feel that things aren't the way they should be. What is it for you and your loved ones, even as I speak these words? Let's not come to worship on Sunday pretending that everything is great, that life is always sweet, that, oh, we never have any fears or doubts or even anger. My friends, we are human. We are sinners. We live in a sinful world. Things are not the way they should be in our lives or in the world in which we live. And this is one reason St. Mark brings this central truth to you in the gospel reading, and I bring it to you in this sermon. When things get rough for you in your life, remember the secret. Mark tells us again and again in his gospel account the secret. Jesus is, no matter what happens, the victorious Son of God. Anthony, Jesus loves you, even you. Tong, Jesus laid his life down for you. You are precious to him. Carol, your Lord loves you with an everlasting love. When things get rough in our life and hell breaks loose, he says to you, my beloved, don't forget the secret. Now, appearances can be deceiving. It was true for Jesus. He who appeared to be powerless on the cross was the same one who 3 days later rose with all power and authority and honor with victory over sin, death, and the devil. Your Lord Jesus is no stranger to suffering. That's why we can sing a hymn like, "Nobody knows the trouble I've seen, nobody knows but Jesus." Because he knows, he will never forsake you in your times of pain. He will never forsake you. He will be by your side forever. And that's why right now in this sermon, I recall a corny joke that someone once told me. a reminder of our Lord Jesus' strong and loving presence. This promise is written in Matthew 28:20, but you have to listen to it in the old King James Version because that becomes God's promise to us short people. Matthew 28:20 in the King James says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth." Or low or ben may and high, our Lord is with us to the very ends of the earth, always. This is a wonderful word for us to remember. When things get tough in our life and appearances seem to the contrary, appearances can be deceiving. But in Christ Jesus, the text tells us that we have God's eternal promises that nothing can change His love for us. And if you look at your sermon outline, look at point Roman numeral 2, point B. Today we remember the baptism of Jesus, but for His baptized children of God, God gives us at least three promises. There are many more. I've just found three for you today. Number one, baptized into Christ, you have, what does it say on your handout? A sure identity. Galatians chapter 3 says this, "For you are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." In His baptism, the identity of Jesus was revealed. He's the very Son of God. And nothing that happens elsewhere later in His life, the spitting, the nails, or the grave, can ever change that. In His baptism, Jesus began the process of bearing the sins of the world, which He finally took to the cross for you and for me. And my friends, here's some good news for you. By your baptism, the secret is out. Your identity is revealed. You are a child of God, God's precious daughter, God's precious son, and nothing can change that. Now, if you are here today and you are not yet baptized, I'll be glad to talk to you about such things, that these promises can be yours. Baptized into Christ, number one, you have a sure identity. What's number two? You have an eternal destiny. The secret is out. Romans 8 says this, "In all things we conquer." Did you hear that? "In all things we conquer through Him who loved us. For neither death nor life, things present or things to come, powers, height, depth, or anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord." Your destiny is sure. It's eternal. Never separated from God, but always with Him now and in heaven for eternity. He will take care of you. Nothing this world throws against you in your life. Did you hear me? Nothing this world throws against you can change that. By your baptism into Christ, you have a sure identity and eternal destiny. And what's the last one? By your baptism in Christ, the secret is out. You are of immeasurable worth. What the Heavenly Father said to Jesus at His baptism, the Heavenly Father says to you at yours, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased." Yes, Almighty God, can you believe it? Almighty God delights in that person you see in the mirror every morning. When you look at that person in the mirror, God says, "Woohoo! That's one of my best creations. I love the mountains and the seas and the oceans and everything. But I look in that mirror and I see Stephen Gettle and I say, that's the best work I've done." When you look in the mirror in the morning, Verna, and Jesus says, "That's the one I love with an everlasting love." My friends, the secret is out. And your baptism into Christ, you are of immeasurable worth. Did you catch it? You have a sure identity, an eternal destiny, and you are of immeasurable worth. Now, we end today's sermon with two more secrets. I have a secret. I have a secret. Two last secrets about baptism I want to share with you. Please remember these two secrets and use them whenever you need them. Martin Luther said that we can use our baptism as an offensive weapon against the lies and the temptations of the devil. Luther said, when the devil comes knocking to the door of your heart, try to hurt you with your lies and his fears and temptations, here's what we can do. In Jesus' name, we open that door. In Jesus' name, we stare the devil right in the eye and we say, go to hell, devil. I am a baptized child of God. You shall have no power over me. I'm going to have you say a naughty word in church. Say it with me after I say this, would you? Go to hell, devil. I am a baptized child of God. You shall have no power over me. And here is secret number two. In the ancient Orthodox Church, when a husband and wife brought their children to be baptized, the priest then invited them to join him in spitting on the floor of the church building. Any guesses why? Because they are, by doing that liturgical act, spitting in the face of the devil and basically declaring to the devil what Martin Luther said, go to hell, devil, this child is a precious baptized child of God. You shall have no power over her or him. Now, if you ever feel like spitting in the devil's face, go for it. But just watch where you spit so you don't hit somebody else. Okay. Today, we have considered the baptism of Jesus and our own baptism. We have been reminded of a secret that nothing or no one can ever take from us. A secret that we just can't help but share with others. Jesus is the victorious Son of God, our Savior. We are His forever. And nothing life throws in our way will ever change it. The secret is out in the name of Jesus. Amen.